Welcome to this ASI cast. I guess we were not alone in raising an eyebrow when we heard that Microsoft had been in talks with LinkedIn. So we suggested that our research director, Richard Marks, should ask Martin Garner, a senior vice president at CCS Insight, why it was that Microsoft liked the company so much that they bought it.
So, Martin, thanks for joining us on the ASI cast. Obviously, it's been an interesting announcement about Microsoft purchasing, or I think they haven't quite sealed the deal yet, but announcing the purchase of LinkedIn. I guess the first question I've got is, from your perspective as an analyst, has LinkedIn been in play for a while?
Well, it's always a bit hard to know how well-founded rumours are and so on. And we think probably the trigger point would have been last February when it lowered its revenue guidance. And that day, the share price dropped 40%. And the multiple came down from very high to just high. And that was maybe a kind of opportunity for Microsoft to get serious with the discussions with LinkedIn.
So that's what potentially put them in play. What is their current level of health with regard to the balance between advertising and subscriptions?
Well, yes, it's interesting because what they call talent solutions, which is various things they do towards helping people with recruiting, that's the fastest growing bit, sort of division, if you like, of the business. And that's about two thirds of the business. There are two other bits. One is marketing solutions, which is about one sixth, and the other is premium subscriptions, which is only 2 million people. Of the 433 million they have. And that's also about one-sixth of the business. So it's the recruiting area that's powering the growth, really. Separately, I understand that the advertising itself has picked up recently, but it's not yet the biggest bit.
Interesting. So certainly stacks up with probably two-thirds of all the requests for linking in I get seem to turn out bit to be from recruitment consultants. But it's certainly, a big growing area for them. Has this specific deal, the Microsoft deal, come fairly out of the blue, or were there rumours circulating in the days beforehand?
Well, I think there have been rumours sort of washing around more generally. I didn't hear any in the immediate run-up to this deal, but it wouldn't surprise me if others were also interested. LinkedIn's quite, it holds quite an interesting position in the enterprise market.
So it's, I guess it's not a surprise that they are attractive, but from a Microsoft perspective, you know, clearly it is a big business hub. It's, a big name, that we all use is pretty key for ASI, for example, in speaking to our various members and arranging the conferences they do. But from Microsoft's perspective, are there other products and services you can envisage that they're going to align LinkedIn to?
Oh, yes. We think there are three main reasons for the acquisition. So one is to do with cross-selling, that both of them have quite large sales forces and their services are broadly independent of each other. And so the opportunity for each one to sell their services to the other's user base is one of the key reasons. And that's before they even start talking about integrating the services. And there are also quite a lot of opportunities to do clever integration. And Satya Nadella, the CEO of Microsoft, talked about a couple of these. So LinkedIn has a training business, which it acquired with lynda.com. And it does quite a lot of Microsoft training courses in there. And so you could imagine that when you open Excel, there's a little tab there which says learn. And in there is some of the course material provided by the LinkedIn guys for you to use while you're using Excel. So that's a fairly simple one, but there are lots of deeper ones. So Microsoft has a CRM business called Dynamics, which competes with Salesforce.com. If you could use the whole of LinkedIn's social network to feed into that, it would have access to a much richer set of data than Salesforce.com is able to do. And so it should be able to compete in a sort of much different way. So there are quite a lot of examples across their two portfolios, which allow for much deeper integration. One that Satya Nadella is really excited about is the news feed on LinkedIn. So the thing that Microsoft haven't been able to do is build a sort of whole social platform yet with a newsfeed like Facebook has for consumers. But LinkedIn has that. And what they're now thinking about is that the newsfeed can contain your meetings for the day, your other calendar appointments, bits of projects that you're working on, documents that you're working on, and so on, and make it a really useful and more compelling thing.
It's interesting you mentioned the newsfeed. Do you envisage that there may be, I know that the initial statement is that LinkedIn is going to be kept as a separate brand, but could there be some subtle repositioning of LinkedIn to be more of a direct sort of competitor with Facebook and Twitter in terms of that real-time social media interface?
We're not expecting that specifically because Facebook is so heavily focused on the consumer side and Twitter has its own position. So we're not expecting them to take that. What we are expecting, though, is that, you know, the way that people have started to move on from just using email and standalone office apps. And it's much more now about sort of social and collaboration efforts. And companies like Slack and Facebook at Work have started to encroach on what Microsoft saw as its own territory. And Microsoft has also been moving this area. So Office 365 and Delve and some of the other Yammer, some of the other newer services that Microsoft offers have moved in that direction of collaboration. But what they haven't been able to do is knit them all together into a really neat sort of platform that users are compelled to go and use. Now, with LinkedIn sort of layered on the top, they think this is the answer. And that should give them a position in enterprise, which is sort of a bit like the position Facebook holds for consumers.
Mm. Yeah, that makes sense. In terms of the... You mentioned other companies, I think, potentially might have been interested and that there may well be an element of Microsoft moving quickly because of that. But what do you think other big players might have made with the acquisition of LinkedIn? I mean, clearly Microsoft is coming from a business perspective.
Well, yes, of course. But as the world of work sort of changes and the tools that we use become more social and collaborative, there are quite a number of players who have similar ideas. So Google is one of the big ones. Facebook is in there. Salesforce is in there. Amazon is sort of lurking off at one side. And there are lots of interesting startups like Slack and other people who are building positions in this area. And several of those could have been candidates to do something similar with LinkedIn to what we're expecting from Microsoft. We would have expected any of them to stay broadly within the enterprise area rather than take it into a consumer social network. You know, we think that's basically where it lives and where its strengths are.
Do you think there's a slight implication in the deal and the amount that Microsoft has spent that kind of acknowledges that over the last decade, Microsoft has effectively survived in the advent of, you know, Android and Apple in the consumer area because of its hardwired nature into businesses. I was reading a slightly worrying article at the weekend that claimed that still some US nuclear arsenals run off floppy disk. You know, a lot of companies would have to take a hell of a lot of investment to move their infrastructures away from Microsoft. So this kind of is an element of embedding them even more into the business infrastructure.
I absolutely agree. But I think, you know, the threat from some of these other players has started to become really quite significant to Microsoft. And there's a, you know, trying to build this platform position that, you know, Facebook has with consumers and maybe LinkedIn plus Microsoft could have for businesses. I think there's quite a strong defensive element in this deal that, you know, there's a lot of value to Microsoft in making sure that nobody else got it in order that they had the best chance of building this position and competing most effectively.
Do you think this may provoke some sort of reaction from other companies, or is it a bit of a fait accompli in terms of sort of annexing this space, or can we expect some rival products or potential competitors being launched as a result?
Well, the rivals do already exist, and companies like Slack are doing really interesting things around their messaging platform.
For people who haven't come across Slack, could you give us a very quick summary of what they do?
Yes, well, so Slack is a little bit like Facebook Messenger for work. And what they've done is quite interesting. They've integrated with a large number of other services, lots of smaller startup services that are sort of newcomers to the space, things like Asana for project management and so on. And they are building a platform with this where you can interact with those services through Slack. And this is building up as a sort of alternative to the traditional office software setup. And Slack seems to have similar ambitions for how it will do its platform to what Facebook has announced with bots on its Messenger service, so that you can interact in a variety of ways. You can have artificial intelligence, you know, helping some of those conversations along. And it's just a very interesting alternative approach. Now, Microsoft has something similar, and at Build this year, its developer conference, it announced that it would be doing artificial intelligence-powered messaging with Conversation as a platform. And so several people have these similar ideas. And the question really for Microsoft is how to strengthen its position and really make sure that nobody else can take over what it thinks is its territory.
I guess a final quick question, because we've overstayed our welcome in terms of time. I'm sorry, but it is an interesting topic. One of the key things, obviously, we focus on at our conferences is the battle for advertising share. Do you think that this development is going to make LinkedIn more competitive in the field of business-to-business and even business-to-consumer advertising?
Yes, I do. I would say the people who are best at doing online advertising are clearly Facebook and Google. They are the ones making most money out of it. LinkedIn, its advertising is picking up. Microsoft has not really made such a lot of advertising as the others, although it has some services in the area. But I think Microsoft plus LinkedIn will be big enough and strong enough, if they do it right, that it should be quite attractive to advertisers for enterprise usage. It's a particular type of advertising. And so I would expect to see that pick up. But it depends on good integration between things like some of the intelligence that Microsoft holds, and, you know, enabling really good targeting across LinkedIn's social network and things like that. So they have to do the integration first, and then that should strengthen the advertising.
Perhaps we should get them along to an ASI conference in the future. Well, thanks for making the time. It's been fascinating to talk to you. It's obviously breaking news, and we'll see how things settle down over the next few weeks. But thanks for sharing the insights with us, and we'll speak to you again soon, hopefully.
That's a pleasure. Thank you very much, Richard.
Cheers.